All right, it's a new day, people. It's a new day. You know, they mourned Moses for 30 days, but Moses was a righteous man. He deserved a mourning, but an unrighteous person, they don't deserve any mourning. Especially somebody trying to set you up. If somebody's trying to set you up, get away from it, put the boundaries up, and don't look back, and don't think back, because it was all lies. Anything, let me give you, this would be life lessons 101. Life lessons 101. If it starts out as a lie, it's going to end as a lie. If something starts out in a lie, there's no way it can be reversed and made into something good. I mean, really. Really. If it started out as a lie, you went into it with truth, thinking, okay, this is truth, and then the lies start to reveal themselves. It's like, okay, well, this can't be turned around because it started out as a lie. That's kind of like if you're trying to solve a math equation and you forget to use the basic math, you make a mistake in your math, and then you go through the proof, and all the way down to the end, you're saying, well, how come my proof didn't work? How come my proof didn't work? Well, your math was wrong from the get-go. You messed up from the beginning. And something I learned a long time ago. I don't remember how I learned it or who I learned it from. But somebody said, are they able to keep a job? Yes. So you know, on a job, it's orderly, right? In order to keep a job, you have to have a sound mind. You have to really be orderly. So if they're able to keep a job, that means they got a sound mind. So why are they doing it in their personal life? Because it's a game. It's not. It's just they're master manipulators. Life 101, I could give you like 50 things. And I wouldn't want to give away all my secrets, though. But even if I did, they still could. If somebody's trying to mess with you, think about this. The universe is based on truth, right? So every day is a cycle. As the world turns, every day, every moment's the same. Every day, the same story playing out every day. So whether it's a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist, player, gamer, whatever, or just an insane person, probably just, a lot of times you're just dealing with insane people, or I don't know, people who are called on substance abuse. Substance abuse makes people crazy. So if they're doing okay on the job, how come they're acting crazy at home? Ask yourself that. If they're doing okay on the job and they're able to pay their bills and have everything in order, how come they're acting crazy in their personal life? How come they're acting crazy with you? It don't line up. There's a reason. They're playing games. They're trying to manipulate. They're trying to actually dehumanize. They get a kick out of evil, I guess, is what it comes down to. Life 101. Here's another thing that I learned over the years. If all the symbology around them is Babylon, they're probably of Babylon. You can see this in the movies, you can see it in the scripts and all that. When they name a character in the movies, you got Superman, and you got Dark Lord. You got they name the characters according to, you know, a script. You can see it really good in the cartoon called Reboot. If you watch the cartoon Reboot, you can actually see the evil characters' names and the good characters, you know. You can't save people. One of the things they count on is they want you to fix them, save them, and help them, and, you know. They're always going to say, I'm going to change. Well, you should have changed before I stepped on the scene. The Myers. Usually the addicts never change. And if they've been an addict for a long time, they're not going to change. They're probably just going to die. They're going to kill themselves. They either drink themselves to death or drug themselves to death or something. Really, for real. You try to help people, you tell them what they should do. You want to get rid of your neuropathy and your nerve pain and all that. You need to cut back sugar, go to keto diet, do your fasting, start eating the magnesium every day. You try to tell them, but they don't believe you. And you're older than them, and outworking them, and stronger than them, and they still don't believe you. It's Bob's dog. Read your Bible, fast, pray, get your sleep. Keep the agents out of your life. Keep the trauma and the turmoil and the insanity. To keep your hair from getting gray, eat some... take some copper and zinc supplements. Copper and zinc. The body is able to be restored, but if you keep feeding it poison, it ain't gonna be restored. And I promise you, I look at people my age and they look like they're just crippled. It's like, come on, what's going on? And what you gaze upon, here's another thing. What you gaze upon, you become. What you gaze upon, you become. And God will also give you the foreshadows. Just like you read a book, you have foreshadows, right? Or you go to a play, or you watch a movie or a script of some kind. There's always foreshadows. So there's foreshadows in your life. If man can write a foreshadow in a book, that means you're in a book, and the foreshadows are there. You can actually see the trouble before it appears. There's always data points. If you're around somebody and you're wondering, is this person on the dark side or the light? Well, look at their behaviors. Yeah, you might love the person, you might be in love with the person, but look at their actions and look at their behaviors and compare them to other people that you've seen in your life, college roommates, people at work, jobs you've had, the party animals versus the church people. And I'm not even saying you have to go to church, but the church, the believers, let's say that, the born-again people versus the unsaved. And if you do Uber, you get to see 6,000 people. And you do the night rides, people going to the bars, you already know what they're doing. They're chasing skirts. And if it's a female, she's chasing the men. They don't even know about doing the inner work first. They can't be happy with themselves. So they run to the bars. They run to the bottle. Because it's something within them. It's something inside. They never got saved. Or they had trauma or something. If they don't admit it and go to counseling or get saved, then I don't know. You can't help them. You can't help them. You had to work through your stuff. You had to go through your process. nobody helped you. You had to go through the, I mean, people might have gave out information or a helping hand here and there, but you still had to do 99% of the work. But they want you to do the work for them. It'll never work that way. You can't fix somebody. You can't change them. You can't fix them. You can't psychologically heal them. You might want to. Like I said, you might love them, be in love, cry about it. Know they're hellbound sinners, but you gotta love, shake the dust off your feet. Jesus said, put him first. Follow Jesus. Love your neighbors yourself, but you gotta take care of yourself first, right? They will vampire off of you because the death cult has no life, and so they have to vampire off of you. They vampire off of your knowledge, your image, your strength, your blessings. If God is blessing you, they got a vampire off of you. They really don't care about you. They're selfish. I mean, they are selfish. They can't even hear your perspective. They only see one person, them. You could be standing right in front of them and say, hey, well, this is where I'm coming from. And they can't hear you. This is what I'm dealing with. This is me. I mean, when you're talking to somebody and you say, well, this is what I'm dealing with, they actually take it personal. And you say, okay, let's back up. I just said, this is me. This is what I'm dealing with. And they actually project it onto them like it's them. No, this is me. But they take it personal. They can't hear you. They can't see you. It's all about them. I'm sick right now. I can't. I'm sick. It's not about you. It's about me. I'm tired. I'm sick. I mean, really. Totally selfish. And when you meet up with a selfish person, you can't snap your fingers and make them unselfish. You just can't do it. I don't know if they'll ever escape. Really. When you meet up with a pure selfish person, I don't think they can escape. There's something in them that just won't click, you know? And like I say, life 101, if it's a lie, if it starts out with a lie, it ends with a lie. And if it starts out with a lie, the only thing that bursts out of that is more lies. In Life 101, the biggest thing is take your time on anything. It always reveals itself. The crazy person always reveals who and what they are. The liar always reveals what they are. The Babylonian creature reveals what they are.